entertainment's about making people happy 90% of the time, and suckers 10% of the time.
How's it going?
Oh man, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been too long, you know, but right now with all the flights and traveling and stuff, to be honest with you, man, time has seemed like a linear form to me. Either traveling back in time or forward in time or something, or reset my watch every time I land, and it's too much, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got to thank you for sending over that stack of cash. I know ever since we got shut down by the city council in Queens, I've been spending a lot of time doing online security. And I honestly never thought that we'd be able to make another go at this. But quite frankly, I'm just really grateful. So what I'm going to do, though, is I just want to get this out of the way so, you know, we don't have to beat around the bush with any councils or federal governments or anything like that. I'm just going to record all our stuff from here on out. You know what I mean? So if anyone...
Yeah, I'm fine with that, man.
Yeah, and if anyone...
I'm used to keeping an eye on my content stuff, especially, you know, a lot of the work I've been doing in Qatar and Saudi Arabia and stuff, you know? Like, you be careful, so... I won't tell them anything that they should not know, ever, you know. It's a fight business, man, so it's dirty. It's dirty. Dirty is the name of the game, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, in case anyone wants to subpoena us or take us to court, at least we'll have all this on record, and we could easily, you know, not easily, but we could just say, hey, look, you know, if you got a problem with the way we're doing business, you know, that's too bad. We're going to be completely transparent about it, and, you know, hey, I hope the day never comes and we have to go in front of another city council and explain to them why there's blood all over their art gallery, but, yeah. You know, but, hey.
They would have to extradite if they want to. At this point, they would have to extradite me, or they can come to Mexico and try to bring me to court there. Good luck, you know? I mean, personally, for me, I've never been so far out of the reach of the Queens City Council or any of that bullshit, man. Can we curse here?
What do you? Yeah, I mean, we're doing business, man. I mean, whatever you want, whatever you want to
okay,
do.
Okay, no, fine. Yeah. I don't know, man, because if you are recording to, I don't know, Disney Channel or something like that, then
no.
I don't want to be say oh, fucking shit, and the kids are
right.
Have to hear. You know, I want to be like responsible. I'm a businessman like you, so.
Well, you know, Sven, when I relaunched the website and put up, you know, what we're doing. I did, you know, I did manage to get the helpingkidskickass.com, and really that's how we can help children. We don't need to curse when it comes to children, but really, like you said, this is the fight game here, and we got to do what we got to do. So I'm not anyone to tell you to hold back, and I don't want you to, because you know we got something good here. I got a line on a couple guys. And I think we could, if we get about eight guys together, maybe one alternate, I think we could relaunch this thing and make a good go at another tournament.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, you know, the good news is I've been just talking to so much talent, and people are extremely excited to be coming to HKKA. You know, it can be hard to find fighters who are... You know, there's fighters everywhere. You have, you know, whatever, the Muay Thai and, you know, wrestlers and stuff. But when you say, hey, listen, you know, this is professional wrestling. So can you kick? Yes, good. Can you throw a punch or whatever? Can you get the takedown? But can you do a Canadian destroyer? And most people look at you, just glaze over their eyes. They don't want to hear about it because... They can do it, you know. They can fight and win, but or you know, do some UFC bullshit or something. But you know, the HKK audience is going to want to see like a Canadian Buster, you know, a some power bombs or some stuff and pick, like, you know, someone, pick Conor McGregor or something like that. And you say, hey, Conor, great job, but I'd like to do like a reverse hurricane runner. And he'll look at you with just like the day he was born or something, you know, and you say, sorry, you're not a good fit for us. Best of luck to you wherever you go, you know.
Well, there's no question. None of the competitors that are out there right now that are fighting full time would probably be a fit for what we're about to do. And, you know, I think me and you line up pretty clear when it comes to what kind of sharks we need to get in there and have a really incredible depth of talent, and not just one or two moves where they're going to repeat it every single night. I don't want that. I don't want to see the same match time and time again, and no one's going to tune into our product if they just keep seeing the same old thing again and again. So I completely agree with you. You know, I did get a notification from Apocalypse Clown. I don't know if you remember him from the New York days.
Yeah, of course.
And I think we might be able to get him on the line tonight, because I'm curious to see, you know, is he interested in getting in the ring part of this tournament? Or, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts? You think we could use him? Would you want to throw him in there?
You know, and then I pay attention to, you know, social media and stuff, or have, like, you know, my people tell me when something notable happens or whatever. So, you know, I kind of follow Clown on the fringes and keep an eye. And, he knows exactly what we need, right? Oh, yeah. And how many of these people, you know, I was on a private flight seated with, what's his name, the Fedor or... Fedor, the Russian?
Yes, Fedor Emelianenko.
Yeah, he's a big deal or whatever, you know, very big fighter and stuff. And I'm talking to him, and he's like, oh, man, so, Sen, are you going to be promoting anytime soon, right? Because it's been a while. And I said, yeah, sure, you know, I'm on the phone with Solaris about, you know, we've just spent a whole bunch of money to try to get a new tournament together. He said, well, yeah, I'd love to. I'm like, motherfucker, tell me if you do a Canadian Buster. He looked at me like a goat that had its throat cut, you know?
Yeah.
His face turned pale white.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, forget this, man. Right. You know, right there, you ask the Clown, hey, can you do a Canadian Buster in addition to all the other stuff? Oh, sure, no problem. He shows you right away, because he's a professional wrestler, You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, and we got to make sure he knows how to do that. And in fact, you know what?
Are we still connected here?
What's that?
I think the mic cut out there. I might be going through some turbulence.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me, Sven?
Let me see here. I have to adjust the...
Can you hear me?
Antenna. Hey, excuse me. Stewardess. No. It has to be... Listen, now there's so much competition today, right? I mean, when we were first doing this, there was almost nothing, right?
Yeah.
And now there is just competition from every side. Well, I mean, I guess where is Clown living these days?
I think he's still in New York. Honestly, I as far as any sort of combat or anything he's done in that realm, I'm not quite sure. We're gonna have to ask him. You know, people are all talk sometimes, and they don't really follow through, but on your side of the spectrum, on your side of the world, who have you kind of snuffed out?
Who I've snuffed out recently, I can't say over the phone. But I can tell you, I got one prospect. Because, you know, Lex, we're only looking for 8 guys here, right? Or women, too. I mean, I'm fine with intergender stuff, right?
Okay. Wait. Did you say intergender?
Sure, yeah. No problem, man. If she can go, she can go, right?
No, sure. I think that's a much bigger... I do want to have that conversation. All right, so you're saying we're going to go man versus man versus woman. How about man versus animal? Woman versus animal?
You know, that might require some different permits or something.
You're right.
At the moment, you know, like I said, with, like, you know, I can teach a Canadian buster to a man, a woman, to do it with, like, say, a dog or, like, a jungle cat or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard, man. So, if you know, bottom line, I don't care. I don't care what they are, if they are a living, you know, organic creature, but they have to be able to wrestle. And by wrestle, I mean professional wrestle, which, you know, means to me Canadian Buster or something like that, a pile driver. But if you can't do that, man, don't waste my time, you know?
Yeah.
Apocalypse. Hey there, Mr. Breakfast.
Hey, Apocalypse. Mr. Clown, nice to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you, sir. How's everything there?
It's chill, man. I just got off a flight, you know, kicking back with a little mini wine
from
the hotel.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
nothing
just relaxing,
like a glass
you know?
Of the finest after you pull the rabbit's ears off the head.
Yeah. It was a long flight, man. We were just talking about this tournament that we were planning here, Max.
Yeah, so...
Oh, great.
Apocalypse, we're basically interviewing 8 different fighters, probably 9, because we need an alternate for the tournament. And, you know, we're just kicking it back and forth, seeing who wants to participate. And but I was actually glad to get a hold of you, just because you were there in the beginning. And I already told Sven, but at this point I'm just recording all the conversations, you know, that we're doing. Because I don't want to get kicked out again by a city council. So we are planning to do a pretty major tournament. And I guess we just wanted to catch up and see where you're at with stuff.
Great.
Yeah, man. So have you been training and, like, you know, staying in fighting condition?
Yes, I often head over to the carnival. There's usually an underground geek tournament. It happens every couple weeks.
All right.
And what we do is the winner gets to rip the head off the chicken and right. eat it in front of the trolls that they have there. It's a very exciting sort of a cyber tournament. It's very popular among the hoi polloi of the freak show.
This is like a general or a private show just for, you know, the insiders.
Right. Yeah, you have to pay $1,000 a seat or be part of the freak show.
So,
gotcha.
Are you? I mean, I'm assuming you've won a few of these contests,
You know, ever since I started having more of a vegetarian diet, I've been backing away. But there's still some digestives you can take when you rip off their head and bite into it. That doesn't really give you the squirts that you would normally have when digesting.
Yes, of course.
Wow. I you know, Apocalypse, it kind of begs the question, though. If maybe we threw you in there with 20 chickens, you know, that kind of would be something our audience would be into. But are you not going mano-a-mano as far as man-to-man combat anymore?
Well, usually now I'm just really, I've been doing a lot of gorilla wrestling just to stay in shape because their upper body strength of man, it's almost a different class of wrestler above the heavyweight class. You know, Andre the Giant was part gorilla, and I think it's the best way to stay in shape. And if you could do a squat, like a squat slam with a gorilla, you're really in good shape.
So is the ape trained, or, you know, just like a natural gorilla fighting style, like whatever they have when they're born?
I wrestle all sorts of gorillas because, you know, they say about gorillas that sometimes an amateur will be much better because they don't know what they don't know. So wrestling an amateur gorilla can sometimes teach you some things that a professional gorilla wouldn't be able to teach you.
Yeah, you have to stay on your toes.
Yeah, you got to stay prepared. Masashi Miyamoto, he never wrestled gorillas, but I know he would occasionally fight orangutans in a best of three in tournaments with wooden swords. And he thought they were very useful.
Apocalypse, you know, we really haven't picked a location for the tournament yet. Is there any place that you won't go to do this sort of combat?
I won't go to Queens again. I think it's just not worth my time. The commute is a hassle. They don't have the water filtration system or drinking water that I like.
My tap water is horrible.
Ever since they brought down Shea Stadium, the air traffic frequency signals, it's very invasive. It's very invasive, and it's a lot of noise. Obviously, they've tried to make some alterations in the airline patterns up there in LaGuardia, but to be honest, it's still a very... I don't even like being near the bridge to Queens.
Clown, these trolls you're doing these shows for... are, you know, $1,000 a head's pretty good. Me and Sven haven't talked about ticket prices yet. Are you comfortable taking what you do into the light? Because if you're just doing this stuff behind the scenes in back rooms, you know, there is a chance that, you know, we might get animal activist groups on us. And hey, look, I don't care about that, but sometimes they go after the performer. You know what I mean?
Right, the activist groups or the
I mean, is that something you've already dealt with, or, you know, can we rely
on... Well, there's always going to be people concerned about everything, and obviously you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, that's not what entertainment's all about. Entertainment's about making people happy 90% of the time. And suckers 10% of the time.
Yeah.
And this is why
having an old school guy like this is good, man, because, you know, he gets it right off the bat. Don't have to explain everything, right?
I totally agree. If everyone had this mentality, we'd have our eight competitors already.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, not everyone's out for the gusto, you know. Everyone wants... star, and let me tell you, wrestling on YouTube is just very easy. They've got those virtual helmets nowadays, and kids are happy to watch simulations of fights, which to me, I'd rather fight a computer, throw it to the ground and smash it, than watch a fight on it. It makes me frustrated. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, if you are watching a fight on the computer, what's the chance that you are going to get splattered with blood, or some skate will get in your hair or something like that? You know, real life type adult stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people come to do this because they, you know, they want to exercise their adulthood, right?
Right.
You know, we are talking about all these MMA guys and, you know, guys from sports entertainment and, like, WWE and all this stuff. They're like, oh, we heard that HKK is going to be doing a tournament again. We want to have a piece of it, you know? Where is it, all this stuff? I'm like, sorry, pass. We don't want you, man. Get out, you know? Stop the tweeting and Facebook and stuff, man. We don't want some boring person. If it was just me on, like, an island and I'm writing in my journal, I would say I would like a clown that trends with the gorilla. Where can I find it? Yeah? Well, don't look in UFC or WWE locker room, because this guy is not there, man.
Where's my toy? You know, I don't play with toys. I don't need a little man of a toy. What kind of nonsense is this?
That's
small potatoes.
Man. it's a pay, only a big investor would have to be a hero or something.
Apocalypse, I'm looking at your record here, and it says you're undefeated, but I don't see any actual bout numbers. Can you elaborate on your record?
Well, it's very hard because of the Battle Royales, the European Championships, the street fighting. It's very hard even to estimate because every day it's a conflict every day out there, and they can use their briefcases and might as well put targets on them because each one of them has bended the knee, and I think that's what's important here. The numbers are, if I was able to compute them all, it'd be staggering. I would say no less than 6,000 title defenses, and that's not including exhibitions, of course. Exhibitions go up into the, man. Let's go on average. Average is a fight a day, about 3 fights a day when I'm in the off season.
That's great.
During the season, I think if you're not having a sort of a 20-man rumble once a week, you break that up with the solo one-on-one fights, maybe 2 a day. I don't know. It depends what town you're in, really, too, because sometimes you got to slap a kid around. Oh, other times, you got to hoist a veteran up by their own petard and launch them into the third row, and then you've got chaos because you've got family feuds now. Now, I don't even count the families. The number of families is just endless because we did a tournament. It was a tournament of families, and it was about 20 families and their entire bloodlines all locked in into an arena with the lights out. And the audience had night vision glasses, and you really only heard them just from the popcorn and the yelling. But sometimes the Boar Shorts, they would often impersonate audience members to try to get over. So once that started happening, you just have to grab them by the face, and if they had goggles on, I mean, really, they should get out of your way, I would think. You would think. Obviously, there's always a lot of collateral damage, but they like to see it up close, I guess, and they got their money's worth, I'll tell you that much.
Wow, that is something. Apocalypse, if you had to say something to your competitor in this tournament to basically, you know, cut a promo on him, what would you say to him and the other competitors if all the other competitors were monkeys, gorillas, or the other animals you wrestle?
If they were a typical gorilla?
Yeah, that's transferring any kind of simian. Sure, it's going to be hell for customs if we have to go over
it. Is difficult
state lines or
that's
a border.
That's why you got to go to the mountains.
Right. Well,
no.
The mountains
don't come to you.
Can't we use a local orangutan or a local
chimp
creature? Yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm big in the locals as long as they're immunized. I try to wrap up their nails. Because a lot of them aren't well-groomed, you know, and you got to do that. But usually a typical promo would be something along the lines of, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ooh, ah, which basically means, translates as, I respect you. I will eat your heart, and I will shit your future.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's fighting words, man.
Great. Well, it's an honor to be back. I'm very, very excited to be among humans again. It's very exciting. My time out here in the wilderness has been a trial. A trial that has taught me a lot about what is safe to eat in the wilderness. And that's why sometimes you have to eat raw meat. Yeah. And you got to be hungry in that arena.
Are you under contract right now with any performance group or circuits or some kind of thing, you know?
I don't like, for the most part, I don't believe in contracts. I've fought too many attorneys. I'm always willing to look one over. All right. I know Mercury's in retrograde right now.
Oh, boy.
But, I am not under contract with any organized wrestling community. Mostly, it's most pickup matches has been so far. Ever since I left the UWWV out in Eastern Europe back in 2009, I've been traveling the land.
Has anyone approached you about putting a human in an orangutan costume and you fighting that?
I'm always willing to fight a child in an orangutan costume just because you can throw. Now, you have to obviously add extensions to their arms because the orangutan arm is much longer than a human arm, generally speaking. If we're talking a standard orangutan and a standard child. But I've wrestled people in ape costumes. I've wrestled people in the Godzilla costume. I once wrestled a tarantula, which was three people, three puppeteers in one costume. And I don't mind wrestling puppets. I like wrestling entertainers. And that's what it's all about. The entertainment.
Well, I think me and Sven are... I don't know, I'm speechless, and the HKKA cannot make this return without you. Again, I want to thank you, and we will be in touch.
I'm glad that you guys are surging forward. I know after El Chapo got caught, there was some rumor that it was going to go back underground.
Well, that was almost the end of our unlimited funding. But luckily, we moved a few things around, and things are back online. But yeah, that was a tough one for me too. To get an ape or a monkey or something, that is going to be tough. But you know, we can make some calls depending on.
We could do
you know if we were say taping on the oil platform, we could do whatever we want.
Totally. Totally. We can get that done. We can get it done.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even if there's not a monkey, I'm sure there's like a cocker spaniel.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a whole list in the paperwork. We'll start with monkey. We'll work our way down. That way, you know, if we can't secure the monkey, we will definitely... you know, offer another close to or equal, you know, either the same or you know, same animal of equal value for you to fight. And we're not going to do it unless you agree to it. We're not going to pull a bait and switch and have a tiger sitting there for you.
Right.
Apocalypse Clown, thank you so much.
A pleasure as always, gentlemen.
We look forward
great
to
speaking with you, dude.
Yeah, look forward to doing business with you again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. You're going to say, you know what? You're going to have a good one. You're going to make a lot of cash this year from this.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Take care.
Take care, fellas.
Okay. Bye-bye. I think that went perfect, and I had no idea. I had no idea he's out there doing geek shows and wrestling orangutans.
Yeah, me neither, man. I expected, you know, I expect him to just say, oh, you know, I've been trying to and say, well, but if he's been doing this stuff, man, those kids, man, they're strong. They've been fighting their whole lives, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just never saw him pull any of that off. And